But that's where you hitch them.
Now, when you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the...
Lines, reins, the lines are always called it.
And you're riding horseback, you hang
on... That's the reins, bridle reins.
But you never call these things on a horse the lines.
I don't...
Bridle.
No, a driving horse, I always call them the lines, but if I was riding a horse, I'd call them the reins,
but
the bridle.
You never mix the two back?
No.
Now, if you want to say, I asked you how far it was to preemption, you say, oh, it's just a little...
Just a short distance.
Or just a little...
Little way.
A little way?
Yeah, a little way down the road.
Uh-huh. Or it might be a long...
Long way.
Yeah.
Long ways down.
That would be the opposite of short.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd say long ways, or...
Long ways down.
And you'd say a long...
Yeah.
A long way. Long...
Long way.
Long way? Long way.
Distance.
You don't agree with it.
Long distance should be
long
there.
Long way, I always used to say the right way.
Yeah.
That's
long
the
distance.
Old way.
Not long, okay. You say you can't seem to find flowers very often, but you can find weeds almost...
Anywhere, or any place. I've used both.
Find them in too many places.
Yes.
The trench cut by the plow, the field, you call that?
Furrow.
And somebody asked you what you did last summer. You said, oh, I raised a big
crop
of what?
Corn.
Crop of, say it's wheat. I mean, you raised a big
crop of corn or a crop of oats or whatever we might raise.
Big harvest
here.
Or you didn't
crop of grain.
Or say it's wheat. Big crop. Just say it together. Crop.
Of wheat.
Crop of good.
Wheat.
Well, I never raised any wheat,
nope.
So I'd be a liar. I don't raise.
Okay. You had a lot of trees on the land, and you didn't want them there, so you cut them down. You might say, I...
Cut down the timber.
Or would you say?
Chop down the timber, cut down the timber.
Did you ever say you
cleared it?
The land?
Cleared it, I would
cleared.
Say.
Cleared, oh yes.
Yes, cleared it.
They cleared a lot of this land down there naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's before my...
They call it a clearing, you know.
You plant alfalfa, and it comes up, and you cut it, and it comes up again, and you cut it. That's called the...
Second cutting?
Well, they have three cuttings of alfalfa as a rule.
You call it third cutting then?
Yeah, second, and third cutting.
Sounds like second there. He said first it come up and then you cut it and then you cut the second time.
You get three cuttings around here.
Yeah, they have three cuttings of alfalfa here, Mother.
Oh, my.
And let's see, wheat. We never raised wheat.
I never did, no.
We don't know whether it comes in sheaves or binds or bundles or what.
Oh, it comes in
bundles. Well, when you cut it used to be, you'd cut the wheat and it'd be in bundles.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with oats. And you'd go out and they'd say what? They'd say they shock it, put it up in shocks. But of course, nowadays it's all combined, so.
Some call that sheaves, too.
Yeah. Shock would be a sheave?
They do, yes, I've heard.
Oat sheaves or wheat sheaves, sure. No,
but you don't say it.
No, we always call it oats bundles when we do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's ancient history now.
A good yield of wheat, even though you don't raise it, would be about 40...
40 bushel, that would be a doggone good yield of wheat, yes.
40 bushel of wheat. Now what did they used to do to the oats? I know they do something different now, but they used to have to...
Thresh them.
Cut it with a binder, used to bind it.
And then thresh them.
And,
some say thrash. I don't know which stuff.
But you used to, then you have the housewife, the farm wife would have to cook for...
The threshers.
Yes, I hope they tell you. See, that you've done lots of it.
Would you say the oats is thrashed then, or the oats are thrashed, or how would you say it? And when you're all done, their oats...
Our oats are all thrashed. They're thrashed.
We always say we're through thrashing. Thrashing is the
part
we get. We always said we're through thrashing.
I've said both. I never knew which was right.
Didn't make any
difference. Thrashing or thrashing.
And you thrash the oats?
Yes.
And you thrash the oats. Okay. There's probably a...
There is a difference, I guess.
It's all the same thing.
It's the same word. I think it's used...
It's a different vowel.
Yeah.